So do you think, did the churches play a very big role in the community when you were a child?
I went to the Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
and all my children went to the Catholic school.
The same school that you went to?
One went to the Maris Brothers, and then Patrician Brothers, and my daughter went, after she finished here, she went to Parramatta, Mercy College.
Yeah, Parramatta.
That's it, yeah, yes. Yeah.
It's a big school, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
And did your children go to church or?
Oh yes, oh yeah, well, of course.
Did you have to go to Sunday school as a child or not?
No. We used to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then after they grow up, well, then they please themselves, what happens. But
did you get involved in any social activities with the church as a child?
I used to do. How the mothers. They go and help in the tuck shop.
Mm.
I used to go and help there.
When you were a mother yourself.
Yeah, when I was able to help, mm-hmm. And then as they grew up, I had to interest myself in something, so I played bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think that if my father was alive, oh, my God.
He wouldn't approve?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Not even tennis. Nothing, You had to make, it was dreadful. You got no idea. They were so narrow-minded, They didn't seem to trust anybody or something, I don't know. Being the only child perhaps for so many years perhaps made him like that,
protective.
I don't know. Mm. But too much.
And then your brother wasn't born until you were
18.
18, so that didn't help
and
you much.
And of course, he was pretty strict with him too.
Was he?
But he got away with it quite a lot.
Mm.
Oh, well, being a boy is different to a girl,
yes.
You see. Anyway, I got involved with the bowls and I thought, well, I'll have to do something. So I was foundation member of Blacktown Bowling Club, which then made me a life member.
Oh.
And
do you still play bowls?
Oh, I don't know. No, I can't be bothered. Mm. I play bingo every day.
Do you? Every day?
They've got bingo every day. So, if we didn't have that together, what would we do?
Mm.
I mean, you get bored to tears at home. Yeah. We may as well occupy our mind. Also, it keeps our brains working,
And it's a social get-together
That's
too,
right,
isn't it?
That's right, yes, mm. yes. Look, they've got it really, I think, gosh, how lucky we are, to have all these facilities too,
So what else did you do as a, say in the 50s? You were involved with the school tuck shop
and
playing bowls. Was that in the 50s too?
1959, I think we started off
mm-hmm.
Riverston, and then we came to Blacktown, the Riverston Bowling Club.
Right.
And then 30 years ago, I joined the Hospital Auxiliary. We formed the Hospital Auxiliary,
right?
And we had to raise £15,000 before the Health Commission would build a hospital.
Really? Mm. So you?
So
had to
we started off. Yeah, with fundraising. Mm-hmm. We started off going to each house and asked for donations. Everybody had a
what? Knocking on the door.
Yes, yeah. Knocking the door. And of course, we had a lot of snobs too. They said, "Oh, what do we want to give you money for the hospital when there's no hospital there?"
Mm-hmm.
You see, it was very hard. So eventually, we had street stalls, house parties, raffles. Anyway, as I say, we got just 15,000. So they built with this money. They built the kiosk in Blacktown. Hospital grounds, but they found out later on that it was a mistake because it wasn't anywhere near the hospital. So now they're using it as a kidney analysis.
Okay.
They go there for their treatment.
Oh, yeah.
So they've utilised it that way. Mm. So then when they built the hospital up, we were in it for many years, and then the hospital's been built 27 years, I think, if I got that correctly, something in that vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had it going 5 years before they even started.
Really?
Mm. And then they built the kiosk, of course, in the hospital.
And how many women would have been involved in that?
We started off, we had about, I'd say about 25 or 30, but it dwindled down.
Yeah.
We've got about 20 active members now.
Mm. Oh, that's very good.
And there's only two of us left that were foundation members. All the others, some of them have passed on, and some of them came in later, but that's about all we've got now, so we're still in it.
Well, that's a great achievement, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Because it would make life so much easier.
Then I was a pink lady, you know, you've heard of the pink ladies?
Yeah.
At the hospital. I did
that
for about 10 years.
What did you do as a pink lady?
I personally used to go around to all the wards and do the flowers and talk to the patients if they want anything doing, write a letter or do messages for them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the patients love you to sit there and talk to them, and they used to tell you all their history, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then other ladies used to do the babies' nappies, you know, fold them up, because we used to have the maternity and all there.
This was all voluntary work, I suppose.
All voluntary, yes. And anyhow, I done that for 10 years.
Did you wear pink or something?
Yes, pink uniform. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yes. And he had a badge, you know. So then my mother got very ill, and she was in hospital for 3 months up in Blacktown Hospital. They were marvellous to her.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I used to go there every day. And after she passed on, I thought I couldn't stand it any longer. It was just too much. And then my husband retired. I thought, well, he comes first.
Mm-hmm.
So now I still go once a month. We have a kiosk, we have a baby shop.
Oh, yeah.
In maternity.
Mm-hmm.
And we work for that. We do crocheting. I'm doing, crocheting, and we've got ladies doing knitting and crocheting. And we all take a turn once a week.
And where do these funds go to?
That goes back to the hospital.
Back to the hospital.
We buy a lot of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot for maternity, and our last project was something to do with the heart, something to do with the heart, and then
equipment of some sort.
Yes, and then last year we bought new lockers.
Oh yes.
Because they said they wanted renewing.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that we make goes back to the hospital again.
That's very good.
So Mr. Cordell knows all what we do, you know,
because
he's been there quite a while.
Mm-hmm. So when you were living here before, during the 50s, what would you have done then or what would your children have done for recreation?
Well, now my son joined Apex. They're a very, very good... you know, of course the children had their own sport. My daughter played tennis,
mm-hmm.
and one of them played football, but not for long because he hurt himself, so that was the end of that. My other son played in the Blacktown band, brass band.
Mm-hmm. So they were allowed to do all the things you weren't allowed to do?
Yeah, I said, look, I won't interfere with anything they do, because I felt that I shouldn't say I hated my father. I resented him.
Mm-hmm.
Your children resent you if you sort of
restrict them. Really,
you've got whatever they do, you must go along with it to a certain extent. You can only give them advice.
Yes.
But then you can't just stop them from doing anything.
Mm.
And I think they resent you otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
The same. I mean, that's how I felt.
So your four had all the opportunities to do what they wanted to do.
Exactly, exactly. You've got to trust them, and you can advise them, and home life makes all the difference.
Yeah.
We would never cross words in front of the children. We'd wait till they went to bed, and then if we had anything to say, then we'd say it.
Yeah.
You just can't row in front of them.
No. Did your parents do that too, or did you hear?
Oh no, my father was, he was very cruel.
Was he?
Many a time he'd give me a belting.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was supposed to be home from school at a certain time, If I wasn't there at a certain time, well, then the strap used to come off. No, I absolutely resented him eventually. And of course, as I say, I had my work to do, collecting manure. Dreadful, all the kids used to laugh at me.
So you didn't have any leisure time really at all as a child?
Not a thing, it was
Did
dreadful.
You read or anything like that? Or?
To a certain extent time. We had to do homework, of course, you know, had the homework, but in all my spare time. And then, of course, I used to help in the garden. And then when it was grape season, we used to go to this orchard near Penrith, and we used to go and cut grapes.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to organise a truck for the grapes
so we could bring them home.
Then picking grapes in the spare time. Mm. Oh, no.
It's certainly a hard life, wasn't it?
Oh, well, I mean, for a young girl, can you imagine the girls these days?
I can't imagine them doing that. Sticking at that for very long at all.
Well, there you are. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not telling lies.
So your children went on to high school, did they?
Yes, and yes. They went to various
high schools.
Yes, yeah. And
did any of them go on to university or
no? There was no university in those days. There was no university. No. Never even heard of them. Mm. They went to the high school. The now what do they call that?
TAFE was it or
no? They went to. They went to list, they were 16. My son left at 15 because he had a job to go to. What do they call that? Intermediate? Yes, intermediate.
Oh, yeah.
Intermediate. Mm-hmm. They went for their intermediate.
Right.
And that's as high as they could go. Mm-hmm.
Did any of them do courses after school, like typing
courses?
No,
There was nothing like that. There was nothing, no text. They're very, very lucky these days. They've got every opportunity.
A lot more opportunity.
That's how I feel about it. You know.
And how do you feel about the changes that have taken place out here with the population increase and more housing and all that? Do you think it's a good thing or how do you feel about it?
Well, when I was growing up, everybody knew everybody and we were all friends, but now they're all strangers.
So that's not so good?
No. You probably won't see anybody that you know, because they're just all new people. And
it's become so big.
Oh, too big altogether. It just grew out of bounds, you know. Mm. Blacktown just grew all of a sudden.
And how did you feel about the shopping centre changing from the smaller shops to what it is today?
Well, they were more friendly even then.
Yeah.
We used to go into Woolworths, you know, we used to walk around. It was lovely and you could, have a little chat, but you can't chat now. And you're not going to leave your bag anywhere, of course.
Mm.
There was nothing. We never locked our doors.
Didn't you?
No way.
You'd leave the house open.
Well, you could go out and just close it, but you didn't have to lock all your windows. Mm. No. It's dreadful.
So now you do, I suppose.
Of course you have to. And, I mean, we could walk of a night time, perhaps. Well, we used to get the manure of a night. I used to make it all in a heap. My father used to come with the bags, and I used to help him with the bag, and he'd fill them in, and he'd carry them home. But of a night, even of a night, you know, you could walk around the streets, and there was nobody around, you know. Oh, no.
You wouldn't do that these days, would you?
You wouldn't feel secure. No way. You'd have to be. Well, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. I just couldn't. And even for the young people, it's dangerous for them. I mean, even if they're young people, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I think it's dreadful.
So that's the security has changed and the friendliness has changed.
It's changed. Everything.
Two things you mentioned first, and what else do you think has changed?
Well, you know, I must tell you, we went for a trip to Italy in 1980, and when we got there, we were astounded. We got to Rome.
Was this your first trip back to Italy?
Yes, yes. The first thing we saw when we got to Rome was all these policemen with these guns, you know, on their shoulders, and I thought, my God, what have we come to? Because that was security, but we didn't realise, and that was because that's 12 years ago. And apparently they'd been going on that don't know for how long, but it gave me a very bad impression. Mm. What have we come to?
This was at the airport, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, in Rome Airport. Mm. So then we went to, I wanted to go and see where I was born, in the hometown,
mm-hmm.
and everybody had bars on their windows. And you couldn't get in their gate, you had to press a button. I thought to myself, what have we come to? So, I mean, it must have been there many years before.
Yes.
So it's coming like that now.
Yeah, so in the city now there are lots of bars on windows and that sort of thing. But
you know, so I mean, it's all over the world apparently, all this, and you have to take precautions.
Yes. And what about the landscape? How has that changed since you first came here before the war?
You know. Well, to start with, the houses were all fibro.
Were they? Mm-hmm.
All fibro, few weatherboards. Mostly fibros because they were cheaper,
mm-hmm.
and then they started. But well, I think since the immigration, all these immigrants came out, they started to build these lovely brick homes.
What since the after the war?
Oh, after
you mean?
The war, the second World mm-hmm. War. Yes, and these beautiful big homes and two story homes. And I said, now we were the first ones with a two story home in Blacktown.
Yes,
and they never ever thought that. You know, it would succeed.
That was unusual in those days.
Oh, yeah. And but anyway, they have built some beautiful homes and it's gone from leaps and bounds, you know.
And do you think that, you know, would you rather have it as it was before
as it was,
the population?
As it was, and only for the hard times that I had.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So do you think for young people growing up here now that they have a better life in some ways?
I don't know. Mm. Oh, they've got it made, really. They've got everything they need. They've got if they want to study, well, they've got to they've got opportunities.
Mm.
And I don't know. Personally, I wouldn't like to be rearing young children.
No.
That's just what I've come to.
Mm. And did you feel when you were a child and growing up with only the three houses in the street, there must have been a lot of space around you.
Yes.
And did you feel that space disappearing as people started building?
Oh, look at the lovely house. Oh, did you see that lovely house going up, you know?
Mm.
Oh, it was all...
So you thought it was rather nice in a way.
Oh, my word. Growing slowly, but it's got out of bounds,
mm-hmm.
particularly Blacktown, you know?
So, and do you feel that it's too crowded now?
It is a bit. Everywhere we go now, I think, oh my goodness, look at all the houses, you know. Well, I mean, you've got to give way to progress.
Mm. I realise.
Oh, yes. Mm. It's wonderful the way they've built it, you know.
Do you think it was well planned?
Oh, well.
There's a lot of housing commissions, isn't there?
A lot of housing commissions, yeah. But you know, the Housing Commission don't look after their people so much. There's Housing Commission homes going to rack and ruin. They won't do nothing about them.
They don't maintain them.
They should maintain them better than what they do, because a lot of people are looking for homes.
Yeah.
And they've got every opportunity, to pay them off. So a lot of them get cheap rents, you know.
And what, talking of finances, when you were first married, how did you and your husband manage your finances? Who was the manager of the household money?
I was the manager.
Were you?
Yes, he let me do all the...
And what, did he give you his pay packet or to
he gave me pay packet and I used to just... because he used to smoke those days and he used to just have pocket money for his cigarette. That's all he worried about. And I had to pay all the bills.
The rest.
Yeah, we had to. We had to work it that way. Someone had to do it.
And did you use time payment or anything like
No. We never did, you know. We always saved up. I thought, well, if we can't afford it, we'll just wait until we, you know. It was a bad...
Saved up for everything and paid cash.
Yes. Because I think it can get beyond you at times.
Yeah.
You know, you run up bills and that. Anyway, those days, if you did... And I believe, I never utilised it, but if you didn't have a credit to somebody, they wouldn't let you buy anything, so I believe.
Oh, right. So
you know...
that repetitious.
Yes. Mm. So I thought, oh well, I'm not going to worry about it because I did without, you know.
And what about when you were living at home with your parents? Did your mother have any? You said she used to wash in the copper.
Yeah.
Did she have any electrical appliances at all?
Like not those days. No. We used to have an open chimney with a saucepan hanging up, you know.
Mm.
Until a few years later, and then she got a fuel stove,
oh, right.
And then from there she got the electric stove,
mm.
which was she thought she was lucky. She was made.
Yes. I suppose she cooked a lot of jams and preserves.
Mostly all home cooking, plain food, just mm-hmm. plain food, you mm-hmm. know. But a lot of the women that I know used to make. Well, I used to make all my own jams
Did
and
you?
Pickles. Oh mm-hmm. yes.
Because you had all the electrical appliances.
That's right, yes, yeah. Yeah,
and did you have a vacuum cleaner and
well,
a jug?
For
and
many years we only had lino.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Lino. And then we got Feltex. Feltex mm. was in. I still got one room with Feltex.
Oh, right.
And then from then, of course, we went to carpet.
Mm-hmm.
But we lived very, very primitive. At the start, you
Did
know.
Did you? Yeah.
Well, even when I was married, we mm-hmm. only had lino on the floor.
And
know?
It was hard to get
and
things
then,
after the war too, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. And some of the rooms, we never even had lino on them. When we first got married, we only had polished floor. We just made it polished.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was quite nice.
Yeah.
You
what
know?
Would your daily of routine have been like when you were married? You didn't work after you were married, did you?
After 12 months, they wouldn't employ me
right.
because I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I did a little bit of dressmaking.
Mm-hmm. What, paid work?
Being mm-hmm. a machinist. No, from word of mouth,
oh,
my
yeah.
friend started to bring me a piece of material. Would you make me a frock?
Oh.
All right. So and while the children were playing around, I used to do a bit of dressmaking
mm-hmm.
and used to charge them £2.
It's not much,
£2.
Is it?
Yeah, and £1 would have been $2, wouldn't it? £1 that would have been $2. Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
So then from one to another, they used to, you know, it used to keep me in pocket
mm.
money.
Did you make clothes for your children as well?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
The little pants and then, oh, there was nothing bought. Oh, no.
Did your mother sew?
Yeah, she sewed.
So you learnt really from her?
She had an old-fashioned machine, but she used to sew, you know,
mm-hmm.
used to make my dresses, although, oh, and material was sixpence
yeah.
a yard for crepe.
When you were
when
married
I was,
or?
No,
when
I was
girl.
About 10, 12,
yeah.
14, up to 14, 15, up to 15,
mm.
crepe. Material and she used to make me dresses. Oh.
So two
yards would have cost me cost 1 shilling. Sixpence a yard, you know.
Yeah, so 1 shilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very cheap, isn't it? For a lovely dress.
Oh goodness
yeah.
me, yeah.
And so your mother's routine when I'm jumping all over the place here, but your mother's daily routine, what would that have been like? When you were a little girl, she mostly just did housework, mm.
Gardening,
mm-hmm.
milk the cow, we
mm-hmm.
used to have a cow, bit of sewing, and that's about it, you know.
And
grow the vegetables. My father didn't grow vegetables,
mm-hmm.
he didn't know anything about vegetables, but he knew about the grapes.
Oh, right. She did the vegetables.
And then, of course, she used to, when they had the wine, she used to have to wash the bottles.
Mm.
The bottles and label them.
Oh. That'd keep her busy then.
Yeah, mm. she'd be shaking like this, you know. Shaking. Oh, God. Poor little thing. She worked very, very hard.
So she didn't have
and
a
And she
lot.
Was an angel.
Was she? Yeah.
She was an angel.
And she didn't have a great social life either then?
No, only for these few friends that
few,
she had. Mm. It was just, you know.
Very
and
hard life.
And also, they used to have a stove, you see, so her and this other friend of hers that used to live opposite, they used to walk across the paddock onto the railway line and collect coal.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd fill the bag up and bring it home for the stove.
Did the coal come from the trains?
See, they had steam trains.
Ah,
and the goods train, and the coal used to spill out.
Ah.
and they used to go all along the railway line. They used to do miles to collect this coal and carry it on their heads. You know, like you see in the olden days?
For the fuel stove.
The fuel stove.
Goodness.
Oh, I tell you. And sticks. And they, down the paddock where this, these cows were, there used to be the trees used to fall, you know, the branches used to fall down. So they'd pick up a lot of sticks and tie them up and put them on their heads.
So your life compared to your mother's was a lot easier, but it was hard.
It was much easier from what she had to put up with, you know. That light's going on again.
Okay. Well, I think we've just about covered everything, so...
Well, that's my life story, I tell you.
Unless you can think of anything else you'd particularly...